Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have the girls soccer coach for Newton High School, Susan Altmeyer. And Susan, season came to a tough end, a tough game with Pella here late this week, but pretty successful season overall, don't you think?
Yes, I would agree with that. So we won 9 games this season, which is great. Thought we could have maybe picked up a few additional wins. However, early on in the season, as you know, we had 2 of our starting players out for those first 2 games. So I think that kind of affected us as well. But also, we have to learn to be able to really come out of the gate strong in those first games so that we're successful even earlier on than we have been in the years past since I've been the head coach. So, but for the Pella game, I think that all of our pieces fell into place for us, and they played a very solid competitive game against that team. I honestly think that Pella thought that we'd come in and not be that much of a competition for them, and in fact, we were. For about the first 25 minutes of that game, we pretty much dominated that game, but unfortunately, we weren't able to find the back of the net, which is obviously what you have to do in order to win. And it was unfortunate. The goal that they got did come off of a free kick from a foul that not even sure what the call was. I just know that we got a foul, and a girl was able to get her head on the ball, and it went over our goalie's head to find the back of the net.
Well, speaking of the goalie, you found a pretty good one in Addie there, Addison Simula, and she had one of the players that had a really tremendous season for you.
She did. She ended up with 150 saves. And then allowed 32 goals, so a really high achiever for us, which is awesome. It's one of those situations where I kind of reached out to take a chance on someone, and it worked out for us. And I really hope that she can work in the off season on some of the ball handling, because when you come off of never playing soccer ever, the ball handling skills are not there, but she has done a fantastic job for us and saved us in so many situations.
Yeah, and then of course you had another freshman, Sophia Cody, just play lights out for you.
She did. She tied 2 of our school records this season, so she tied the most goals in a game with 6, and then she also tied the most assists in a season with 11. So she ended up with 20 goals for us and 11 assists, and I can only see that getting better for years to come. So I'm super excited to continue to see her grow and succeed in soccer and contribute to this program.
Now, you knew she was going to be pretty good coming in, didn't you? But
I did know she was going to be good. I think I might have said this before, but when we allow 8th graders to come to open gym, she showed up to open gym more than my players did. And so I knew that she was in it. And did I think she'd be this good right out of the gate? No, because when you go from rec league to playing at the varsity level where you're 14 and you're playing 17 and 18-year-old girls, it's tough. And I think that she did learn very quickly how physical it can be. Yeah. So we've had some conversations about maybe getting in the gym and getting a little bit more muscle to her, but I think she responded great to the pressure and working through being new to the varsity level.
Yeah. A lot of people, when they think of soccer, don't really think about the physicality of the game.
Yeah, that is true. But when when you have a ball and somebody's coming to try to take it from you, they are full on body trying to get that ball from you. And if there's a big difference in size, it makes a huge difference to the outcome of that.
Yeah. Cody seemed to have kind of a little chemistry with Olivia Ross, too, this year.
She did. You know, if it wasn't Sophia crossing to Olivia, it was Olivia crossing the ball to Sophia. Sophia took all of our corner kicks. Olivia wasn't afraid to get on that ball, and she was able to find the back of the net at least 2 or 3 times, I think, this season off of those corner kicks. But, yeah, they have a chemistry. They work well together, so that was really nice to see. And we kind of thought that that's maybe the way it would go, but it was really nice to see that. And it'll only get better for next year.
Definitely. On the back end, who are some of the defenders that did well for you?
So Delaney Williams just hands down did a great job for us. She's that last defender that if anyone gets beat, she is super fast. And she's the one that has saved us time and time again on those fast breaks. She works super hard all the time. Not hugely emotional, which is kind of good because she can stay even keeled with that. Another one for us is Alex Jarvis. She was hindered almost all season after the Albia game, sustaining that injury to her knee. we don't even know the extent of the injury because she hasn't really been to the doctor, but she wore that leg brace and it kind of hindered how fast she could run. And she couldn't kick with her dominant leg, yeah. which is her right leg, because it hurt. So she was doing a lot with her left leg, but she knows the game inside and out. So she was able to see the openings, and she played her heart out at Ballard, the first regional game. She was in the front of the field wanting to really try to score a goal and stuff and working through that pain. But those two were really solid. And Abby Chance also did well for us. She's been back there for 3 years. Yeah. So those three are seniors. So we will be looking to find people to fill those positions, which those are pretty important ones. Not that everybody's not important on the field, but yeah. that's your last line of defense. And so you really have to have somebody that's not afraid to get physical and can stay grounded and not foul, because there are a lot of times within that 18 of yeah. the goal, and you don't want to foul in that area.
Yeah, because you don't want those free kicks there. So.
No.
And
nope.
You mentioned Delaney Woolens, of course, some of that probably being the daughter of a coach, I imagine, helped her out too a little bit.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. You could not ask for – I have a lot of players that you could not ask for better people to be on your team, because they listen and they take your constructive criticism, put in what you're asking them to change, and they change it. And mm-hmm. and yeah, I think that probably being a coach's kid helps as well.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I'm sure it does. Yeah. Well, besides coming out of the gate a little bit better next year, what other things do you think the team might have to work on?
So we're still working diligently on first touches, because if your first touch is not good, it's hard to be successful and passing. So first touches and passing, and that's the stuff that I want them to work on this summer as well, because that's where all the work needs to happen, really, because when we get in season, we're still going to work on that, but that's really where they're going to get proficient at it. So those two things, and then we'll continue to work on our formation on the field and maintaining it front to back, side to side when we move. It's it's important to keep those shapes, because then your triangles are there so you can pass and move the ball along the field a lot easier that way.
Those games come fast and furious. There's not a lot of teaching in once the season begins, so off-season work's very important, too.
So. It very much is, so hopefully getting them in for open gyms and having them work on stuff this summer will be a huge asset to us.
Anything else you want to add about the team before we wrap up our final interview this year?
Just that I was super proud of the girls. They did everything that we asked them to do. They worked hard. They put their trust in us, and they wanted to play well, and they did their best to do that. Did we have games where things didn't go our way? Definitely. But I'm looking forward to those returners coming back, because they have a good sense of what we want them to do, and I think that it'll spill over into next season. So I'm really excited to see what next season brings.
Yeah. Well, Susan, we appreciate all your time talking with us about this year's team throughout the season, and look forward to talking to you next year.
All right. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, that is Susan Altemeyer, head coach of the Newton Girls Soccer team, as we wrap up the season. And that'll do it for this edition of the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.